Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. You've joined us. Hallelujah. Of the Sunday International Victory Service.
Thank you.
Of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for this opportunity today. Hallelujah. And we first want to thank all of you out there that have been subscribing and doing what we've asked you to do, and that is to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too.
Amen.
It means so much to people to know not only that God loves them, but that you love them too. So keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of you. Thank you. We really appreciate you doing that. And I believe that the angels in heaven and God himself appreciate that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, Pastor Petrus Bird will share with you the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your textbook out, which is the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Your notebooks out, which is the composition notebook. Hallelujah. So be ready to write down the scriptures that we want to share.
Hallelujah.
Your highlighters. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got your communion element.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you want to use. Hallelujah. If you need some communion elements, feel free to drop hands to church and pick up some. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars. Hallelujah. For some events.
Hallelujah.
7 o'clock in the morning for worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock for the Institute of Biblical Learning. The month of June, we are reviewing, but the month of July, we'll start a certificate course. You can sign up for the certificate course if you like. It is $20. It's for 6 weeks. If you don't have the $20 prior to the start, you can pay $5 a week. Hallelujah. But you must attend every week class. Hallelujah. And we have a good time learning. Hallelujah. And I've been a scholar of the Word of God for many years, but I'm still learning a whole lot.
Hallelujah.
And it's enjoyable.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mark your calendars for the second Friday of the month, of every month, which is Men's and Women's Fellowship.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And there's interesting topics that we talk about. Hallelujah. And then there's the fourth Sunday of the month. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fourth Sunday of the month is when our guest comes in and we, after the service, we serve a hot meal. Our guest, the month of June, will be Pastor Jason Roseboro, and his congregation will be worshiping with us. Come out, bring someone. Hallelujah. Where we will just enjoy the Word of God. Hallelujah. And wonderful fellowship afterwards.
Hallelujah.
This month, the pastor will be going to 8509 Lock Raven Boulevard, and he will be sitting on the panel with Bishop Larry Somerville, and the topic will be the blended family. It's family matters. The blended family will be the topic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And it is from 2 to 3:30. Come out and support the pastor. We now have a GoFundMe page. You go to GoFundMe.com and pull up the Potter's House, pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. You can do $5 a week, $10 a week. It doesn't matter. Just sow into the house of the Lord. We're believing God for a building,
Hallelujah.
For a church building. We believe in God. God told us that he wants us to believe for it. That's what we're going to do. We want to believe for it. There are many things that we want.
Hallelujah.
And we're putting that petition out there. Hallelujah. You can be a part of the blessing.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We're just believing God. Hallelujah. And he's going to do the miracle. He's going to do the work. Hallelujah. There's a part that we have to play. We're going to believe.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. When you come to church, please bring your pennies. So we can, because we are assisting Pastor Charlene Russell in building that hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. Bring your pennies. If there's too many to bring with you, give us a call. We'll come past and pick them up.
Hallelujah.
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 Please take a look at the church's website. Go to rymmi.org and look at the vision.
Hallelujah.
The Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. There's also a cash app there if you'd like to donate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe it's all, Pastor.
Praise the Lord again.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Glory to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Y'all were just on fire for the Lord.
Right. Oh.
And you can turn my mic down a little bit. I hear an echo. So turn it down. Okay. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. we have a time in this place. I would say we have a wonderful time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can bring it back up just a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
thank
I think
you,
that's
thank
it.
You.
Thank the Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. All the time. Glory
all
to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we just thank all of you.
Yes, and
I want you to know that Renewing Your Mind Ministries International is our parent organization that the Potter's House is a part of. And we are the mother church of that organization.
Hallelujah.
So we definitely need a building. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the whole organization is helping us to raise funds. That's why when you go to your GoFundMe page, you can put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And again, it's a 501c3 and the incorporated. And I'm going to tell you, God has some plans that really will change not just your lives, but lives of homeless folk and people in the community.
Yes.
And we ain't playing church up in here.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, we're reaching out. I mean, our ministry is global. It's not just praise God. I tell you, hallelujah, glory to God. I would tell you some things, but sometimes you got to keep it secret so God can reward you openly.
Hallelujah.
So we bless a lot of folk from here and there and everywhere.
And it's
a blessing to them, but it's a blessing to you too. Because of what we do, God has allowed us to be on this international radio station. And we thank God. And I know some of you say, well, who's talking? Oh, by the way, I'm Bishop E.T. Byrd, a.k.a. Brother Byrd, a.k.a. Elder Byrd, a.k.a. Dr. Byrd, a.k.a. Mr. Byrd, Brother Earl. It don't matter.
Amen.
You see, when you get to the point where your title is more important than what you do, there's
come
a problem. See, God wants to get you to the point, but all you need to do is say, my name is Earl.
Amen. Come on.
Now, you heard the apostles and the prophets, Jeremiah, I don't think they went around and called him Prophet Jeremiah. They said, Jeremiah, he was a prophet. Hallelujah. Yes. So, look here. There you go. They called Jesus Rabbi and Rabboni, Jesus, thou son of David, they called him Jesus. They called Paul after his conversion. They called Peter after his name was checked. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
There's some folks get tied up. I don't know why I went here, but I'm going here anyway. With titles. The title doesn't make you who you are. God makes you who you are. And I thank God that I realize that the important thing in my life is that one day, when I was a knucklehead, when I was a heathen, when I was a backslider, when I was the drum major of the backsliders. Come on now. Somebody, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. When my back was against the wall, when I was being a knucklehead and broke into this man's house, and there was a gun on the table, and he could have shot me, and nobody would have convicted him. When I took money that wasn't mine, come on now. When I did things that I would have been in jail for, except for the grace of God and the mercy of God. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say that with me.
Somebody
pray
for me.
Glory to God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Right now, that's what we're going to do for folk right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
And I'm going to get my electronic technical assistant to help me out.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri, play the prayer.
Here's the prayer with Yolanda Adams by Johnny McClurkin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches Bird. Deacon Annette James. Sister Angie Harris. Mother Dolores Harris. Sister Yvette. Brother Ronald. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rosalind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you to Minister. Hallelujah. Linda. Sterling and Reggie and David and Barry and Scooter and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca. Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Joshua and Little Mitchell and Pastor Mitchell, First Lady Darlene, Deacon Leroy Calvi, Minister Jane, hallelujah, Sister Angela Jennings Hill, hallelujah, Elder Rosetta Carey, Elder QB Stevenson, Dominique, and Justin, hallelujah. Glory to God. And another Dominique, and another Dominique, and another Dominique, and still another Dominique. Hallelujah. And Latricia, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And another Latricia, and Tiny, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl, and another Earl. Hallelujah. And Tavon, and another Tavon, and another Tavon, still another Tavon, and Travion, hallelujah. Kimberly and another Kimberly and another Kimberly and another Kimberly. Hallelujah. Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela. Still one more Pamela. Hallelujah. Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle. And still one more Danielle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jaheen. Hallelujah. Xavier, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland, Rakim, hallelujah. Again, Deacon AJ and her family. Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, hallelujah. Dr. Sharon Harper, Apostle Dwight Smith, First Lady Linda Smith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Tom Swin, First Lady Rosalind Swin, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street and his First Lady, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Corinthia Johnson. Hallelujah. Sean and Juan Johnson. Hallelujah. Loretta Johnson. James Johnson. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Janetta McCoy. Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Wright. Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah. Sister Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Evelyn, hallelujah. Glory to God. Evelyn Jones and Dominic Enos, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We glorify his name today.
Thank you, God.
We thank God for the opportunity to praise his name and to pray for others. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let signs, wonders, and miracles follow in Jesus' name. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless your name today. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And at this time, after this next selection, the melodic voice you will hear, the anointed, Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Peter's prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is one. Therefore, come on, everybody, to the Lord. Salvation is the Lord. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, hallelujah. Salvation is Lord. Honor and power, everybody. That's to the Lord our God. That's it. Sing it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God.
Our God is omnipotent.
The Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Victory. Hallelujah.
Trying to stand on the word for something.
Uh-huh.
He tells you, it's no use.
you won't. It's no need to work the word. See, the promotion has already been given to somebody else. Your credit score is not high enough. It's too late. It's too low. You won't get that. They're just going to pass over you. You're too tall. You're too short. All these things the enemy will bring to you. But this is when you have to go get your booster. You have to return that to the Word of God. Deuteronomy 31:8 lets us know, and I'm gonna start reading at the sixth. I'm gonna read the sixth verse and the eighth verse of Deuteronomy 31. It says, "Be strong and of good courage.
Yes.
Fear not.
Yes.
Nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God."
Mm-hmm.
"He it is that goeth out before thee.
Hallelujah.
He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee."
Hallelujah.
And the eighth verse says, "And the Lord, he it is that goeth out before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." Hallelujah. And we know whenever God says something, the Word of God says something more than one time, it's like, you know, pay attention. You know, he's not just saying it, just be saying it. He's saying it. It says, "We have to be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. Do not fear or be dismayed."
Right.
Isaiah 50, verse 7, it says, "Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame."
Hallelujah.
And flint is an item that's is used to help make a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that if you want anything that's going to help to make it or assist in making a fire, it has to have some type of hardness in it.
Yes,
you can't.
Yes.
It can't be something flimsy. You know, and expect to get the fire out of it. My goodness, you know, like this is not going to make a fire. It's but. You know, but it has to have some type of hardness in it for it to be good. That's how we have to be when it comes to believing God for something. Set your face like flint. You know what God said about it. Stand on his word.
Stand on his word.
Don't turn to the right or to the left. Plant your feet and believe God and say, "God, you say it. God,
you say it.
Right back to Genesis 1, and God said,
and God said,
let there be light, and God said, let's go, and God said, that's what we have to say to God. When the enemy comes up against us, we don't have to, it's not in flesh and blood. We can't put about deuces and be like the cowardly lion. Let me get you.
No, we can't be like the cowardly lion, because the enemy can put something up against you, and your tail be tucked between your legs like the cowardly lion, and you go in the fight with your flesh and blood, and he had you turn around and run.
Yeah.
And you turn around running scared.
Yes.
But when you quote the word of God, even when you just quote the word of God, it seems like it empowers you. You're like, you know, just the word by itself has some power.
Hallelujah.
So we don't have to be afraid even when we quote the word. Hallelujah. Because God empowers you even just God, you say it. And you know God is not going to leave you. You know, being with egg on your face and embarrassed and stuff like that. God got your back.
Amen.
So therefore, when we're standing for something, believing for something, I don't care how unbelievable and how whatever it may. And then, it seems like sometimes right when you believe for something, it seems like the devil be trying to pull his biggest punches. Like, what? After you done saw, he done already done tried everything. Seems like he come up with something new. But you know what? God knows the tricks of the enemy before they even come up.
That's right.
One prayer that I pray, say, "Lord, bless me with what I need before I even realize
Hallelujah.
I need it. Before I realize I need it." And God does it. God does it.
Even when the word is gone, that's why we have to stay in the word. So God says, sometimes we're like, oh, well, why am I reading this scripture? Don't retain it, nothing. But you know what? You get ready to go through something, and God's going to bring that very scripture right back to your remembrance. And you're like, oh, my God, I was just reading something like that the other day. And that's what God was preparing you for something you get ready to go through. It's all in the word of God. It's just like ragu, y'all. It's in there. When you're making spaghetti, and you're trying to find all the seasonings and trying to do this, but when you get ragu, it's already in there. Only thing you do is dump the sauce on the spaghetti. It's in there. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The word of God has it all. There is nothing that you can come up against in this life that God hasn't already given a prescription for in the word. Only thing we have to do is find it.
Right.
It's already in there.
Hallelujah.
It's already in the word. And God is already, he's already in the future. He already knows everything we're going to go through. Because he's already gone through it when Jesus was on earth. So therefore, he already knows he knows the battles that we're going to go through. He knows the tricks of the enemy. Jesus knows how the devil thought he was going to throw, he took Jesus up on high pinnacle. Oh, well, throw yourself down if you the son of God. Go ahead and do this. Do this. God said, not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word is what we fight with, y'all.
Hallelujah.
So sometimes sacrificing that little bit of time from social media. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pull away. Come away, my beloved. Hallelujah, Jesus said.
Hallelujah.
And just feast on the word of God a little bit. Come away from the Facebook a little bit. Away from Instagram a little bit. From all the little social media time. You know, because it is so consuming. You can go on there and then go for, and the stuff on there is so interesting. And because at one time, I myself, I can't help with nobody else. I said, how in the world can anybody stay on their phone for hours? But you know what? It is so much on social media, so much entertainment, so much knowledge, so much. You, before you know it, you think you've been on there 1 minute and you've been on there for hours. Then you've gonna been on there for 2 hours. But how many of us spend that time with the Word of God?
All right now. Hallelujah.
The Word. Y'all, it is so much. It's so much stuff in the Word of God. It's the book of the Song of Solomon, the book of Esther. Everything you want to read about, it is in the Bible. When I was growing up, and my sisters used to buy the true romance books. I don't even know if you even sell them. And my mother said, this one sister, but she was hiding them under her mattress. But my mama used to clean the room. Mama would go right and refine them. And mama would say, you want to read some love stories? It's in the Bible. I'm serious. There's something in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. I mean, they will, it blow your mind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Word will work, y'all, if we work the Word of God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 11. Holy Ghost, help me out here.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Thank you, Holy Ghost. By the way, if there's anybody in here that needs a Bible, you raise your hand, the deacon, and that will get your Bible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Verses 23 to 30. The word of the Lord says in this text to examine yourself. And we do just that. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. When the text says to examine yourselves from inside out, outside in, from top to bottom. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for your covenant name, Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything that has ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. So again, we examine ourselves. And we thank God we share this every communion, but it's necessary for you to know the word. Isaiah 53:5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, hallelujah, you washed our sins with your own blood, Lord. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the text today, again it says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. I lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now.
Hallelujah.
We lift the elements up right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements of God. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for Deuteronomy 30:19b. The word of the Lord says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper, which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today. On the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. How are you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world, in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. 3:26. Psalms 100 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture." And healing. I said healing. I said healing, Mother Deluxe. I said healing. Pastor Peaches.
Thank you.
AJ. Hallelujah.
Thank you. AJ. Thank you,
Minister Jerry, healing is a prayer of your children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for the healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, hallelujah, "This is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new gifts I'm giving you. This is my new inheritance I'm leaving you. And I wrote it in my blood." Let's drink together. God, I bless you, kitty. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your
healing. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Exodus chapter 12, verse 23, verse 13. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us when we sleep, when we travel in vehicles throughout the land, when we work and play, when we walk and talk, when we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing, in Jesus' name. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ eradicates every curse. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ eradicates every curse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Money on you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that communion is a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a confirmation meal that we are children of the Most High King. It's a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the blessings of Almighty God. It's a confirmation meal that we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessings.
Hallelujah.
It's a confirmation meal.
Hallelujah.
That we are the Ark of the Covenant.
Thank
post-cross.
Hallelujah.
We are holy ground post-cross.
Hallelujah.
Because God resides in us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is in us, the hope of glory. We are the tabernacle of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The word of God says, be ye holy as I am holy. And we are holy ground. Thank you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we can boldly share our family daily confession with attitude. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. According to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of our health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep us from blood and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. First, hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Bless be God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor.
Well, praise God. Father, God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach the word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I ask that you touch these lips of clay, that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs and wonders follow in Jesus' name. Amen. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root, and you're bound in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the harvest on every good seed sown today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, hallelujah. I need you to give the addresses for the scriptures today because I got to move on this. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 22, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 6, 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 1 through 11. And Deuteronomy 28, verse 13a.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He's Lord.
Hallelujah. y'all just decide yourself today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to do this one thing. Somebody can raise their hand, and y'all can tell me who raised their hand first. I didn't ask you a question. You might have to take a look at your notes. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
And when I ask the question, you got to start talking if you got the answer. That doesn't mean start looking for the answer. That means when you raise your hand up, you got the answer. Is that right?
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. The five levels of knowledge.
I have it.
Hallelujah.
Learn.
Okay. Hallelujah. You got to do the mic.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Learn knowledge, reveal knowledge, activity knowledge, model knowledge, and teaching while.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless be God.
Amen.
The roots of them as well.
All right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Glory to God.
Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to turn to a scripture first of all. This is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. All the fathers are there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Deuteronomy. Chapter 28, and I want you to read verse 13a, in other words, the first part of 13.
I have it.
Read.
Amen. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that so.
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's all I wanted right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's the prerequisite. Now, the title of today's message is really a carry-on from Wednesday. Wednesday, this is part two of Wednesday's message. And I'm using two words. I'm using some words as nouns. And I'm asking the male of the species this question. Hallelujah. Are you a booby prize or a bonus?
Oh my.
Are you a booby prize or are you a bonus? Now, I need to talk about booby prize because some folk may not be familiar. It's a joke prize. And it's usually given to folks that are last in a race. 10,000 people running the race, and you are the 10,000 person that crosses the line. They're going to give you a prize. It's a joke prize. You get the booby prize. Hallelujah. Or you're doing something else, and you finish last. But we just read a scripture, didn't we, Sister Andy? It says,
yes,
that God wants us to be one, the head,
not the tail,
above only,
and
not beneath.
Yes.
So we're going to cross out the booby prize thing. Because we don't want to be talking to those who claim to be booby prizes. Maybe in the past. Good. In other words, use a joke. You're supposed to be daddy, but you was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out now. Now, bonus, hallelujah. I love the word bonus, don't you?
Amen.
All those that got a job and a boss on your job says, I'm going to give you a bonus, say amen. Well, I hear a lot of folks in the radio land say, amen. Because they got jobs. And when the boss is like, you're going to get a bonus. That's a plus. It's not a minus. So you got plus and minus. Minus is the booby prize. Plus is the bonus. In March, shall I call it another word? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Of 1910, in Spokane, Washington, I thought y'all love history. The first official celebration of Father's Day happened. No, it wasn't March. It was June 19th. It was June, thank you, Holy Ghost. June 19th, 1910. Which is significant. Today is what?
June 19th.
112 years ago, the first Father's Day was celebrated in this country.
Wow.
The first official Father's Day. Now, let me just say something a little bit more. 2 years earlier in 1908,
there was a Father's Day celebration in West Virginia. But that happened as a result of a tragedy. Hundreds of men, fathers and brothers and sons, lost their lives in a disaster in a coal mine. And a lot of the people said, we gotta celebrate their lives. So that was celebrated, but because of a disaster. But back in Spokane, Washington, in June 19, 1910, there was no disaster. There was people understanding the role of daddy in the home. Now, we got three different categories of fathers. We got Almighty God. And you got to understand that what daddy does covers a lot of areas. So Almighty God, the heart of God is the Father. The face of God is the Son. And the voice of God is the Holy Spirit. As a daddy, as father in a home, the father is supposed to be transmitting God's stuff. He's supposed to look like Christ, and he's supposed to speak like the Holy Spirit. That's that group. And then you have the second group called birth fathers. And then three groups of them. You got the sperm donor. You got the married husband. And then you got the MIA. Missing in action. But that's under the birth father. Uh-huh. Sperm donor. If you're not married to that woman, you're a sperm donor. In God's eyesight. If you're married, hallelujah. That's a holy situation.
Hallelujah.
And then, we don't know, there's a big question mark for the MIA because we don't know. We don't know. Then you got the third group. The third group is what I call the bonus fathers. There are three in the group of bonus fathers. You got the adopted father. He adopted a child. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes.
You got the godfather.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And then you got the stepfather. Well, I want to start a revolution and conversation about adopted fathers. About godfathers, although that's not too bad. Godfather, and stepfather. Instead of saying that, let's say bonus
father.
Extra, extra, extra. Read all about it.
Yeah.
Bonus. Hallelujah. Need you to read the first scripture.
Proverbs
22. Mm-hmm.
6.
Go ahead. All right.
Hallelujah.
So y'all could jump in on that.
I got it. Train up a child on the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it.
Stop there. Now see, a lot of people misunderstand. A train is on a what?
Track.
And you got an engine, is that right?
Yeah. Right.
And then you got some cars behind the engine.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to show that you're on the track. And those engines, those cars behind you are hooked up.
Mm.
And you want them to stay on the track.
Amen.
Because if you trained them, in other words, you hooked them up to the engine,
shall cut up the booyah.
They won't leave the track if they got good sense.
Amen.
Sometimes they do leave the track. And then you know what it is. It's an accident. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen.
Daddies, your job as the engine of the home is to show the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, to your children.
Amen.
They will receive it. Because anything you say to a child, it's received in their brain. It may be back far. But anything that happens in your life, you're going to receive it. It will be registered, in other words. And when you get older, stuff may come back to you. But when it says, and if you put them on the track, and if they stay on the track, if the train, if the cars, if the sleeper car, the Pullman car, the meal car, whatever, stays on the track, that the engine was on and stays hooked up to the engine, because daddy got to be hooked up to God. The children will be blessed.
Amen.
They will still get to an age where they can make some decisions on their own. But you, a car, being pulled by that engine, you don't want to leave the track because you're going to have some accidents.
Right.
And people have had accidents. See, they weren't wise enough. They were under the age of 25. See, the human brain is not fully developed until you hit age 25. And the last part of the human brain that is developed is called the frontal lobe. That's the seat of your reasoning, your impulse control, and your planning. So, just a sidebar. Parents, don't you leave no money to no children at 18. They're going to blow it.
Amen.
At 20, they're going to blow it.
Amen.
At 22, they're going to blow it. Perhaps at 25, they may have gotten some sense and have made all the big mistakes. Sometimes you might have to leave it at 30.
Amen.
Just in case.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But daddy, your responsibility is to show the children the way. Go ahead, read some more.
Ephesians 5:1-2.
Go ahead.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Daddy, your job, number one job, is not to discipline the children, believe it or not. Although it comes as part of your job, your first job in that home is to love. And it's not, love is not just a four-letter word. They got to have a manifested presence of love.
Mm-hmm.
Love that child. The Bible does not say bully your children.
Amen.
It says love them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead some more. Read some more.
Ephesians 6, 1 and 2, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
Read some more. Read three. Read
another message?
Yes.
That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth.
Read four.
And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
You don't try to discipline your children. Heed it.
Amen.
If you got it, you hot. Let them broke your favorite grass. Your favorite. You brought that back from Atlanta City 25 years earlier. And you just loved that. And they broke it. It is not time to talk to that child. Yet.
Amen.
You don't discipline children heated.
Amen.
You don't discipline children on fire.
Amen.
Why? Because read that fourth verse again. You went to the other one, I'm sorry. Hallelujah. That fourth verse says,
four?
Yes.
It says,
and ye fathers, provoke not your children to
wrath,
but bring them in the nurture and admonishing
of the Lord. Okay,
yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank
Jesus
you.
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Give us Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah. It's important for you to understand your role.
Amen.
You being the head of your house means the responsibility is yours. What's the responsibility? To show God, to show love in the house.
Amen.
Not brute strength. To be a godly man in that house. I hate it. Not the person, but when I see so-called preacher or deacon or elder treat everybody at church nice and loving and go home and treat them, his family like dogs. And show them no love and no patience. None of that stuff that's out there. Galatians 5, 22, 23. See, y'all ought to know that because I think I share that at least four or five times a month, maybe more than that. You've got to have that short. You have no right, men, the bonus fathers I'm talking to, you have no right to discipline your children without Galatians 5, 22 and 23 manifested in your life. You don't have that right. But you don't understand what they did. Just like you did when you were a child. Well, my mama used to knock me into next week. That was then. This is now. We understand the word of God a little bit better.
Amen.
Now.
Yes, we do.
We understand that the rod wasn't always a stick. It was the words of remembrance what God has done for you. And so some fathers deal with that. Jeffrey, I bought you a PlayStation 10. They don't even have it now. But I bought you, and again, I bought you a swim bicycle. I bought you a motorcycle. I did this and so for you. Why? Because I love you. And you know that all you have to do is come to me, and I will listen to you. I won't talk over you. I will listen to you. You didn't have to go in my wallet and take $500. I am upset. I'm more upset that you didn't feel led to come to me. But, Daddy, I didn't think. That's exactly right. You didn't think. I'm your daddy. I'm not a stranger on the street. I'm your bonus father. I know your real father, your birth father, passed away. And I'm sorry that that happened to you. But I am your bonus father. And because I'm your bonus father, you're going to have bonuses in your life for the rest of your life. Talk to me. Talk to me. And if I can't get it to you, because that was a bill I'm supposed to pay, we would have found a way to deal with it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Go ahead, read another scripture.
Wisdom hates builds her house. She hates hewn out her seven pillars.
The seven pillars of wisdom. All you bonus fathers, and again, bonus fathers, hallelujah. Even the birth fathers, your bonuses too, if you're still around. You're a bonus father, hallelujah. Your responsibility is to teach your children the seven pillars of wisdom. Anybody in here know the seven pillars of wisdom?
Yes. Coachable, teachable spirit, burning desires to please God and be excellent. To work and go the extra mile, having a heart of integrity and honesty, loving heart, having a forgiving heart, having a giving heart.
Woo! Yes, glory to God. Y'all heard?
Amen.
Oh, what about she came into the book? Now, if y'all want that again, y'all can call 410-444-5152 to get the seven pillars of wisdom. Or you can call up Sister
Ann.
Deacon Ann and Jay. She can give it to you. And Sister AJ. Look, if y'all know them, call them. Say, what is it? It's the seven pillars of wisdom. But Daddy, Father, that's what you're supposed to give your children.
Amen.
They're supposed to know it just like. Even if you've got to give them a little cash blessing. Blessing, say, look here, you learn this, I'm going to give you $50. You learn this, I'm going to give you $20. You learn, man, they'll come back in 5 minutes, and they've been learning it already. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The seven pillars of wisdom. Okay, read another scripture.
For by me,
God. What scripture are we
reading? Proverbs 9, verse 11. Did I read the first one already?
1 through 11.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to go through the, all of that. No. No. That was just for your reading at home, the rest of that.
Okay.
1 through 11. I need the next scripture.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 28.
You
read that one?
I read that
one already. Yeah.
Is that the last scripture?
Uh-huh. I read that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless the
that's the first one I read.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, y'all are awesome. Oh, my goodness. And somebody told me it was 429. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Happy Father's Day, y'all. Bonus fathers. Bonus fathers out there. You're a bonus father. Don't use the word step anymore.
Amen.
Don't use the word adopted anymore.
Amen.
And you can, Godfather is okay, but you can switch it up with bonus father, a bonus Godfather, or just bonus father. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen.
But we thank God for all of you, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you,
thank you.
For every father.
Yeah.
Under the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
Lord, we pray a special blessing upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God, we ask that you make every crooked place straight, every rough place plain, every valley exalted, every mountain hill make low, and let your glory be revealed in their lives in Jesus' name. And we praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Peaches, if you would share because some of those fathers may not know Jesus. And so introduce them.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you like to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, hallelujah, if you want to become a child of God, please say, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I ask you to come into my heart to save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. It is just that easy. Hallelujah. To ask the Lord to come into your heart. Hallelujah. And now you are a child of God.
Hallelujah.
And allow us to know that you repeated that prayer, that you are now a child of God. If you need a Bible, let us know. We'll get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. You need someone to call and pray with you. Hallelujah. The number is 410-444-5152. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're going to be doing it here, y'all. Come on, your hands now. Here we go, and come on. Here we go, and come on. Here we go, and come on.
Hallelujah.
join us on Tuesday for the Institute of Biblical Learning.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Join us next Sunday for the fourth Sunday, Pastor Jason Rose Barrow. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Join us for morning worship at 7 a.m. every morning. 605-475-4800. And the access code is 759-849-POUND. God bless you. God loves you, and we love you too.
How about you more?
Hallelujah. Bonus fathers, you're awesome. Third fathers, you're awesome. God still blesses
you
all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.